This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
You know, I like to be the center of attention on my own show, but I got to be honest. I have a mind giving it up today because Maddie the puppy is here. It's John DeCoss and Jackie's new puppy, Maddie. And that is one. I don't want to use technical term any, but that is one cute friggin' dog.
I feel bad. She's not real.
Oh, is that right? Animatronic?
Yeah, there's batteries.
She could be battery operated. Yeah. She's that size.
She's just hysterical. Yeah.
Now, how much does a dog like that eat in a day? Is it just like a couple of bites of kibble and then run around? And
actually, she's a quarter of an actual steer.
I don't think that's true at all.
Well, that's what we've been feeding her.
What do you feed a puppy? I don't even know.
Puppy food. Little half a cup of puppy food.
So do her big dog friends in your house take her food?
No, we separate them. She's about a block away. We put her about a block away.
Do the neighbors mind that you go into their house?
No, they seem to be okay. They're okay. They make the food for us, so it's good. That's where we keep the cows.
We have a return guest in studio, one of the bravest people I know. It's Kim McNeil. But, Sandberg, I'll let you do the introduction here.
Kim McNeil, we know her from the Ross K. McNeil Foundation. That is Kim's son, Ross. He passed away from a brain tumor, pediatric brain tumor. Are we at 6 years now, Kim?
Coming up.
Coming up at 6 years. And his birthday is coming up, and he would have been 17. Mm-hmm. And so they have a big event coming on, and they've partnered with Brian McCaskey to put on a birthday party so that kids can have more birthday parties.
Well, that's nice.
Thank you.
Where's it going to happen?
It's going to be at Knollwood Club up in Lake Forest.
Okay.
And we are really excited about the event. There's a lot of special things planned.
How do people get involved?
They can hop on our website, r33m.org, get a ticket, make their plans for next Friday night, March 8th, which is, as Mary said, Brian's birthday and Ross's birthday.
R33. Why 33?
Hockey number.
Mm-hmm.
Stays with you forever.
And he loved hockey, but he also loved a particular color. What color?
Color orange.
And that led us to you because we saw a story about you in an orange Jeep.
You're right.
All right. So what happened with the Jeep?
The orange Jeep goes like this. Orange was Ross's favorite color. And in 2012, Jeep released their special, edition color that year, which was orange. And he saw that car driving around and said, "That's the car I want." And, presumably to take on to college, which did not happen. So our family got an orange Jeep in 2012, and he got to grin and drive around in that for a year.
Amazing.
And now I get to take care of it.
Yeah, it's an amazing story.
Thank you.
Now, how is his big sister? She's off at college, or is she out now?
Fantastic. She's off at college. She's accomplished almost 2 years, has two left studying photography. And she works very diligently. She photographs for the Department of Athletics at Miami and also does then work for us as well.
Wow.
So we're lucky.
Fantastic.
To think about the advancements
great
made, we're in 6 years' time. Are you familiar? I mean, obviously you familiarize yourself with what's happening in brain cancer research, pediatric brain cancer research. Are we seeing strides? I hear it all the time about different cancers and how we're getting closer to at least better treatments, if not a mm-hmm. cure. Is that the same when it comes to pediatric brain cancer?
I would say yes, with this caveat that we can't go fast enough. 13 children every day today are going to be diagnosed with a brain tumor. So that's the pace of the game we have to keep up with. And I would also say this. Yes is the answer. We're making incredible strides. Immunotherapy is a great example. We're involved in a partnership out at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia that has a brain tumor, the largest brain tumor tissue bank for children to do research. But all of that is really predicated upon how much we fund, in other words, enable that research to happen. So right. I've used this example over and over because I'm not a neurologist, oncologist, and never will be. So understand it this way. There's this incredible medical community who has the ability to get us there. It's like having a car without the keys. If you don't have the keys, you're not going to go anywhere. And the keys are funding that research. That's why we do what we do.
Do you see over time, and because, being in the situation that you're in, do you see the government playing a big enough role?
I can say that we are funded. Pediatric cancer is a huge umbrella. Brain cancer is a small piece inside that. So the National Cancer Institute gets about 4%, actually a little less, than of the federal funding to go towards our disease state. Inside that, brain cancer for children research is less than 1%.
Right. How does that work? Because if I am an advocate for a particular cause, do I have to have people advocating specifically for my cause? Because cancer is an umbrella term for a million cancers. There's not one cancer organization that decides where the money goes.
You're right. No, it is. It is. That might be, honestly, very genuinely part of the problem. You do have to advocate and lobby for really any cause on the Hill, right? So, but from our foundation standpoint and many others that do fantastic work in this field, we look at it and say, we can't wait for that. If that comes our way, that is fantastic. If it rolls down the hill, if you will, that's terrific. But meanwhile, this has to happen from a private funding standpoint. That's why we go out and do the work that we do, because we can do it and can make a difference. And it's amazing. People say, you know, well, maybe I don't have enough. You know, when you look at funding pediatric cancer research, right, you think, well, I don't have $1 million. I'm not Bill Gates. I'm not whatever. Can I really make a difference? So maybe I'll just bow out because I'm not sure I can make a dent. That couldn't be more untrue. We can make such a difference at really every level, advancing research forward. And, you know, in the world of, you know, what you can do graciously with what you have, we want to be one of those things that you consider, because children's pediatric cancer research isn't maybe at the top of the awareness scale, which is another thing that we take on as our responsibility to fund research. But at the same time, with help like you're giving us today, we need to raise awareness that this diagnosis can be controlled and we can be in a better place for children.
Is it part of the problem people don't want to think about it? I mean, how hard is it to think about your kid having cancer?
Exactly. And I think it's also, perhaps, it's also maybe that it's not going to happen to me. So maybe it's a little easy to walk. It's a hard topic to talk about, and it's a hard thing to consider that someone in my life, in my case, you know, our little boy, might be affected by this. And it's not exactly something you want to wake up and think about.
I told you this last time. Again, the most amazing people in the world are people like you who've gone through hell like this. And instead of running away from it, you dive deep into it as a legacy to
Ross.
Ross
asked, he said to you, I want to make sure no other kids have to go through this. So you had to do it, even if you weren't wanting to.
That's right. The three of us made a pinky promise to Ross and in my home that you are not allowed to break that. So forward you go. And we do believe that we can make a difference in this. We have made a difference in this. We're funding great research. And so Mary's exactly right.
Well, Sandberg, you got involved on a deeper level here. So what have you learned?
I did. I've learned a lot about what doesn't break you, you know, makes you change the world, basically.
Sure.
And how you have a choice, and I don't blame anybody who goes through this and decides to curl up in a ball and never leave their house.
No judgment.
I don't judge that at all. But the power that comes from people that get together and decide to make a change is really incredible. And so I've been impressed from Kim from the moment I read that Heidi Stevens piece on her. And then also, obviously, it's growing. Ross's awareness, you know, the Blackhawks are very kind.
Yes, they are.
They do a lot of, you were one of the five charities, I think five, at their Hockey Fights Cancer Night evening. You know, like, players have been great. You have great relationships with Coach Q and things like that. And then now Brian McCaskey from the Bears is like, that's my same birthday. I want to get involved. And so he's, you know, a big thing behind this. And then also the Liberty Auto Group, they're giving...
Liberty Auto City.
Yeah, they're
amazing.
Giving...
Amazing. Liberty Auto City up in Libertyville, their friends and suppliers, and most especially Top Coverage, has made it possible for us to acquire a 2018 new orange Jeep to raffle off.
How cool is that?
How cool is that?
How much are tickets?
Right. 33.
What a strange combination that is.
Isn't that creative?
I think something that Kim always says, that Ross would say, you can't have an orange Jeep and not smile. You know, like orange, it's impossible to be.
Orange is a happy color.
Spreading love,
How do we get tickets for the Jeep? Can we do it online?
Tickets for the Jeep will open next Friday, March 8th on Ross's birthday.
Online
at r33m.org. $33. You can buy as many tickets as you feel confident that you will win. The other cool thing thing Liberty Auto City has done is there are, guess how many upgrades to the Jeep?
I'm going to go with 33.
There might be 33. That's right.
That's awesome.
And then we're going to draw the winner, and it's a national raffle. Anyone's, you know, available to get in just through the website and buy your ticket. And then in September, we're going to have an event to be announced date. September is Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month, and we're going to draw the winner of that special thing.
A couple of texters, 847, I met Kim at Hockey Fights Cancer Night. Our daughter passed away from pediatric cancer. Keep going, Kim. We need you. Let's help the next kid and family in line.
Thank you.
And a 630 texter, hi, my youngest daughter is the assistant director of marketing at Miami of Ohio. I'm sure she knows your daughter. I hope you and your family in my thoughts. My husband died of brain cancer 2-3 years ago this month. God bless you.
That's an example of your earlier point that it's actually tighter in our world than we probably imagine.
Sure.
When you statistically, I say 13 children are diagnosed today, that probably doesn't sound like an amazing number to you, right? Then you get stories like those texts and you find out it's closer probably than you think. And this is what we're in it. We're in it to do it. So
you're an amazing person, but I know you get tired of me telling you that. keep up the great work. Thank you for doing this. Brian McCaskey and Liberty Auto City, partner with the R33 Foundation to celebrate. Ross would have turned 17 on March 8th, but we know he's watching and guiding and making decisions.
I'm so happy.
Ross Gay McNeil. And the best way to go to get tickets and information and all of that is where?
R33M.org.
Thanks for coming over.
Thanks, Steve.
Good to see you.
Thank you.